You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Recently, Statistics Minister Shane Reti announced that Stats NZ will be moving away from the census to collect data, cancelling the next scheduled census in 2028. The move will result in data already collected by government agencies to be used as the primary source of population data. To ensure minority communities are accurately portrayed in national data, Stats NZ say they will be working with these communities with plans to implement smaller surveys and a targeted data collection. However, concerns have been raised about whether this is enough. I spoke to Liza Bolton, a professional teaching fellow in the Department of Statistics at the University of Auckland, about this move and her concerns regarding moving away from the census to collect data. For those who are unaware, why is the census important?
Yeah, the census is sort of a gold standard data collection tool used all across the world. So New Zealand's not the only country who does the census. Any country that you think of as a reasonably well-run country has one of these. And it's so fundamentally important for knowing where to build schools, where to build roads, hospitals, provide other health services, things about aged care. Anytime you've heard that, you know, our population is getting older or who's the most diverse city in New Zealand, any of that kind of information is coming from our census. The same way that we also figure out our electorates for our elections or the Māori electorates, all of that comes from census data. So a whole bunch of policy choices, a whole bunch of the ways you and I get the day-to-day things we need comes from the data in the census being used to make those decisions.
Why are we moving away from the census to collect data?
Money, 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 Joel. Well, mostly it is an attempt to rein in some really big cost increases of getting this kind of data. I think there are some less cynical arguments about there are ways the current census isn't serving all New Zealanders, but a big part of it is this is a really expensive exercise to do well. And the hope is that by modifying our approach, that we'll be able to save taxpayer money on the census. So a good goal in many ways, but at a real risk of ruining the quality of some of our data, in my opinion.
There are concerns that this move will negatively impact various minority communities, such as the LGBTQI plus community, who were only first incorporated in census data in the 2023 census, iwi Māori, Pacific, disabled and rural communities, just to name a few. Will the government's new means to collect data address these communities and these sort of concerns?
You're absolutely correct, Joel, and I think that's so important and hasn't been made clear, right? I was really disappointed to see in the minister's announcement that there was no direct mention of Treaty of Waitangi, Te Reti o Waitangi obligations that the census is part of fulfilling. And we know that the past censuses have not been good enough for Māori, Pacific, and other like marginalized communities. We know that, and it's work has been done on it. I am yet to be convinced that an admin data, which I can explain if you need, the current data choice they want to change to and adding more surveys, I don't think it is going to do a better job of serving these communities without a lot more work done first.
And why is it important to address Te Tiriti o Waitangi and even Indigenous data sovereignty while representing data collection?
Yeah, great question. Well, part of it is the law, right? Regardless of how you feel like, oh, it's a nice to have. No. It's legally enshrined that Statistics New Zealand, the government statistician, need to make sure that the data collection methods they have are serving the needs of tangata whenua. And so if we want to be able to construct Māori electorates, let alone general electorates, that is currently a job the census does. It's not yet clear to me how the admin census is going to be used to do this or how these changes from the traditional are going to be used. It's also another place where money talks. It's actually been a really valuable data tool for iwi Māori. There's something like $2.6 billion. I don't have the number in front of me. But in terms of for the Māori economy, what having this kind of data and being able to make decisions from it has meant. So there's a lot of benefits and also just regulatory requirements that it is not clear how we're going to meet under these new terms. And yet this hasn't been a snap decision. It has been signaled for a long time. So it is surprising to me that we don't have better clarity about how we're going to meet these really important obligations for a more equitable New Zealand.
With the 2028 census being scrapped, the government's new approach will start from 2030. Won't this leave patches in data collection in the country?
Yes, we are going to have a very bald and patchy data system, is my fear. So we do have administrative data that continues to be collected. But for a lot of research programs in health and social sciences, we're going to have a lot of difficult questions to answer about how we continue monitoring certain health outcomes, how we continue certain really important research programs without this five-yearly checkpoint. And I don't think those questions have been answered, and I think there's probably a lot of nervous researchers out there right now, unsure how they'll be able to continue to research and advocate for communities who need this.
In 2018, Census decided to collect data solely through digital means. However, this resulted in a multitude of problems, with a latest study showing that only 1/7 of New Zealanders fully completed the census that year. Could we see similar concerns with this new approach?
Oh, absolutely, yeah. One of the big arguments that they're making is, oh, we can get what we need from surveys, right? Well, we know, not just in New Zealand, all across the world, people don't like filling out surveys. We don't like filling out forms. We're constantly being asked to do these sort of data collection tasks. The last time you ordered food delivery, you probably got asked for your survey afterwards. We have a lot of survey fatigue as a global community, and we've seen that impacting the census. I think there's also just trust issues with, you know, anything that's official. And I don't see us improving that with surveys. At the very least, the census provides something that we're all doing together and we can all get a bit more educated about at the same time. Like, did you know our very last census, 2023, Harry Styles, the musician, filled out our census because he was here on census night and told his crowd of about 40,000 people to make sure they all did the census as well. You just never get that cultural cut through for a survey. And you're never going to get the same details about communities at a really on the ground level that you can get through the census.
Speaking more to what we are seeing internationally, The Guardian has reported that a similar move for England and Wales has been scrapped over public backlash. Could we see something similar here?
I am really watching the space with quite a lot of interest. If we have a change of government at the next election, I'm not sure what that will look like. As I said, it has been well signaled, so I think you will hear from a lot of academics and researchers their disappointment about this choice, but I don't think you'll hear surprise. I saw it reported as backlash from statisticians, which is a very funny phrase to me. But I think a lot of New Zealand researchers are pretty pragmatic about this. They know that some changes are probably needed to make sure we can keep serving people with this data set. But I just don't think those answers are there yet about how this change is going to meet those needs.
The 2023 census resulted in 99% of the population being counted. What needs to be done heading forward to ensure this level or even higher levels of success regarding collecting data are ensured?
Yeah, so the plan is to replace the census largely with administrative data, which is any time you've interacted with healthcare, with education, you've paid your taxes, you've got your income slip from work. All of that kind of data, the idea is that we can use linkage of that data across departments and agencies to build out most of that basic information in the census. And then other data like information about rainbow communities or how you travel to work, all of that could be captured with surveys is the idea, right? I think we're going to need to see significant investment in the data infrastructure in these different agencies. In New Zealand, you have multiple numbers that represent you to the government, right? You're going to have an IRD number, you're going to have an NHI number for health, you probably have some sort of education ID if you've been to a school or university. Other countries who have used this kind of combined data, they tend to have one identifier, some of the Scandinavian countries, and a really relatively good understanding in the populace about how their data is being used. A survey Stats New Zealand themselves did showed that only about 1 in 4 New Zealanders have any idea of what's happening with their data to be at a level of sort of informed consent or anything close to that. So I think the hope of that 99% coverage, what we were getting, you know, with some adjustment post-census, that is many years off in my mind, right? I just don't know that we have the investment in data and technology across all of our different agencies and departments. And I don't know that we have the public, the social license to be doing this to the full extent, right? And that's something that can be improved and worked on. But I am really curious to see what the next decade or two, like that actual kind of time period looks like for New Zealand for our data. I think one thing that is maybe more just for interest for people is that censuses are also really interesting historical tools. They tell a story about what we think is important to measure as a culture and community and how that changes over time. So I think in the short term, the real fear is how this will impact on marginalized or vulnerable communities and peoples. But in the long term, I do wonder how this impacts on our sense of self as a nation, how we constitute and measure ourselves and how we talk about each other. So I am saddened to perhaps be losing such an important part of how we tell ourselves who we are. And I hope that we will find new ways to take care of each other and to understand each other better.
That was the University of Auckland's Liza Bolton on moving away from the census to collect data in Aotearoa.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.